I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, January 8th. Congressman Stephen Lynch has now joined the ranks of his colleagues from Massachusetts in calling for President Trump to be removed from office. Lynch says he supports the invoking of a constitutional amendment that would remove Trump from office for inciting the violent protests on Capitol Hill Wednesday. Lynch also says he supports seeking federal criminal charges against Trump. Quincy has now had more than 5,000 cases of coronavirus since the outbreak of the pandemic. There were 81 new cases of the virus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total to 1,040. Quincy's positivity rate has increased to 8%, and there have been 141 deaths. Quincy is in the red category on the state's risk assessment map. Four Quincy City Councilors say that Quincy should help pay for a ferry service to Long Island. At-large Councilors Nina Liang and Noel DeBona, Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci, and Ward 6 Councilor William Harris will introduce a resolution that says Quincy would help fund the ferry service so Boston could open a substance abuse treatment center on Long Island. Quincy is fighting Boston's plans to build a bridge to Long Island. Quincy Ward 3 City Councilor Ian Kane wants the city to create its own power company. Kane will introduce a resolution calling for the city-owned power and light company because he says National Grid has caused unprecedented power failures in Quincy recently. Kane also wants National Grid to explain what they're doing to prevent future blackouts. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, January 8th.